Back to work, 2012. And it really feels like 2012 now, even though as I look out of my window, I can't see anybody commuting to work with jetpacks or one-seater helicopters, which I kind of had hoped when it sounds like we're living in the future. 2012 definitely sounds more futuristic than 2011. Just made it to my garden office. A strange phenomenon happens every morning. I have a coffee in the house before I leave for the shed at the bottom of the garden, the 45-step commute. And I can guarantee as soon as I've kind of arrived in the shed and unpacked my laptop, I have to go back in the house to go to the toilet. Whether it's the walking movement of coming out. I'm not talking about just a wee in the bush here either. You know what I'm saying, you heavy coffee drinking people out there. But I'm now back and I'm settled. And I've brought with me a cup of tea and I am now relaxing and contemplating the year ahead. The last 2 weeks has been a blur, not knowing necessarily what day it is as I shovel food into my body and, of course, wash it down with copious amounts of alcohol. But now it really is work time. And I've managed to kind of keep my hands pretty much out of anything work-related for the past almost 2 weeks, which has been quite refreshing. Downtime is great. But I was just getting to the point when I thought, you know, I really could be doing something practical right now. And as much as I like trampolining in the garden with the little lad and setting off unfeasibly large and possibly illegal fireworks in the garden over the new year and all the other things that come with festive holiday time, I'm glad now to be sat here with three screens in front of me thinking about work. I love work. I do like work. I do like my kind of work. I wonder how long I can do my kind of work for. At the moment, I'm updating and polishing some workshops, and I really think I should probably update my blog to actually say what kind of workshops I'm doing, because I realised I don't advertise at all other than the conversations that occur through Twitter and word of mouth that happens from various people, or for example Jack in Ireland, when I'm doing Twitter for Business courses over there, he advertises the hell for leather on my behalf. Same, I guess, with e-consultancy. I do video for the web courses with them and they advertise on my behalf, so I don't really have to worry about any of that. But maybe I should start thinking about putting this information on my blog, especially as I'm doing a new workshop called Pocket Photography, and it's all about how to take better photographs with your mobile phone camera. And it sounds pretty easy, isn't it? You just hold it up and focus and click the button and you got a photo. But now I've kind of formulated everything that I do around mobile photography. There is an awful lot to get through. And I wanted it to be a half a day course, but it'll be a very, very packed half a day course. I'm also going to talk more about the mobile media making course that I do, which is aimed primarily at journalists. Effectively, how to document, record, and post stories from anywhere in the world to anywhere in the world via just a mobile device. So once I've got that down, because I mean I've done that workshop a few times, but I've never really advertised or had written down what it involves. Quite casual like that. So that's probably going to be the crux of today. I've also got a couple of bits to fix. I've got a little bit of a workshop in the shed here, and if I want to take a break from the screen, I'll fix some stuff. And having a little boy who wanders around the house and goes, "Ooh, technology!" Snap. "Ooh, technology!" Break. Yeah, I do find myself fixing things. So today I'll be fixing a little light that fits on top of a Kindle with unbelievably microfine wires, which for some reason cannot withhold the power unleashed by a 2.5-year-old who wants to see how it works. I hope that you got to work safely today through the gales and storms and that you are all fired up. And I hope you enjoy work as much as I do, or at least what you do for a living as much as I do. Okay, sometimes work can get you down, but I think being in a job that you love is really important. And if you haven't made any resolutions along those lines, come on, you are the captain of your destiny and all that. Another sip of my tea. And it's back to the grindstone, even though I haven't ground anything yet. Happy New Year, everybody. Easy roof. If you do see a Wizard of Oz style rotating house flying past your window, check my tweets. It could well be me. Talk to you later.